Tried our best to help you to understand where sin kind of started from. Sin started from Adam. Started from Adam and Eve, and it passed upon everybody. If you go over to someone, go get Romans 5 and 12, and then someone else get Psalms 51 and 5. Romans 5 and 12. And then someone else gets Psalms 51 and 5. Thanks, Jenny.
Romans 5 and 12 reads, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the
world." Right. So as I said there, when we talked about last week, Adam and Eve disobeying Jesus, and Jesus told them, don't eat of that fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they ate that fruit anyway. The scripture told them, the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt do what?
Surely die.
Now we realize Adam and Eve did not die physically, because they went, after they ate the fruit, they sewed fig leaves together. But we know Jesus cannot lie. So when he tells Adam and Eve, you will surely die, and they kept on breathing, you should be saying to yourself, well, if Jesus doesn't lie, and he told them, the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. What happened to them? Obviously, physical life didn't stop, because we said they sewed those fig leaves together. But what did stop? That connection that they had with Jesus. It stopped right then and there. Because when they heard the voice of Jesus in the midst of the garden, the scripture says they hid themselves. Now, before, they weren't hiding from Jesus. But after they ate that fruit, they hid themselves from Jesus. And Adam said, Jesus asked him, where are you? Adam said, I hid myself because I was naked. Jesus told him, who told you you were naked? Remember, if you read in Genesis, when they were created, the Lord had already created them naked. They were naked and were not ashamed. But when they ate of that fruit, the eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together. Not to cover up their nakedness, but to cover up the shame. To cover up the shame. So we realize that when you do something Jesus tells you not to do, you're in a state or a condition of being ashamed. That's a stain that's on you. It's a stain that I don't care how many showers you take, how much medicine you take, how many vacations you go on, that stain will not be removed. Can nothing remove that stain of sin from off of your life? I don't care how much money you make, you still got that stain on you. I don't care how many relationships you get in, you still got that stain on you. Care how many times you move, change your address, change your location, you still have that stain on you. And it's called the stain of sin. That stain that Adam brought on you. And that's why Romans 5 and 12 is so important, because it lets you and I know that Adam's mistake just did not affect Adam. It affected everybody that came after Adam. It says, wherefore, as by one man, that one man is who? Adam. Sin entered into the world. Sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Or death because of sin. We realize death, if you look up the definition for death, is the absence of life. You categorize something as being dead when it has no life. Adam, when he ate of that fruit, Jesus told him, the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Adam was categorized as dead because he was absent from life. Who was he absent from life? He was absent from Jesus. Jesus is life. When Adam ate that fruit, he gave up Jesus. It's like if you can kind of think, if inside of me is Jesus, it's like when Adam ate that fruit, that presence that was in Adam came out of him. Jesus came out of Adam. And as a result of that, all of us come into this world in the state or the condition of sin. When Jesus came out, sin came in. And you say, well, when Jesus came out of Adam, where did Jesus go? The scripture done told you he started walking in the cool of the garden, asking Adam, where are you? In other words, I was once in you, but where are you now? What, have you done something that I told you not to do? Adam said, I hid myself because I was naked. In other words, I took on another nature. And that nature was different from the way that I was born. And this is what we're talking about, the stain of sin. You have to understand that stain just doesn't get off of you because you say it's there. Some people say, well, I heard when you go to the scripture when it says you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Yeah, you will be saved. But you realize confession is nothing more than an acknowledgement. All you're doing is acknowledging something. You're just acknowledging the state or the condition that you're in. And that's the hardest thing for people to grasp. That's the hardest thing for people to acknowledge and do. They'll do it real quick. They'll say, oh yeah, I'm in sin. Okay, that's a good thing that you understand that. How did you get out of sin? Oh, I just asked Jesus to forgive me. No, it ain't that easy. Not that easy. I know we would love to be able to just say, I just asked Jesus to forgive me. And then all of a sudden sin go away. If that was the case, then why after you ask the Lord to forgive you, do you go back to sinning some more? If sin got out of you, you shouldn't be sinning no more after that. After you done said all that prayer, all them crocodile tears, you shouldn't be cussing, you shouldn't be fighting no more after that. What happened to your confession? I thought the Lord saved you. Oh, Lord saved me from my sin. But you're still sinning. If the Lord saved you from sin, sin shouldn't be having dominion over you no more. Obviously, if sin is still having dominion on you, it's letting you know it's still there. That means that stain is still there. And you and I have to say, well, Elder Scuttle, how do I get rid of that stain of sin? Jesus told you his blood cleanses us from the sin. It purges the sin out of us. One, the New Testament word is the remission. The word remission means removal. When someone has been in a state of remission from cancer, that means that cancer is no longer there. That's what the state of remission means. They say, I'm in the state of remission, meaning I had cancer before, but now I am in a state of remission. That means that cancer is no longer there. If the cancer is still there, you can't say it's in remission because it's still in your body. But when the cancer is out of your body, then you can say you're in a state of remission. Same thing is true about sin. You can't say you have the stain of sin removed from you if you have not had your sins remitted. Huh? If you don't have sins remitted, it's still on you. I don't care how you try to cover it up. I don't care what you try to hide. It's still on you. It haven't gone nowhere. You can't sleep it off. You can't drink it off. You can't smoke it off. You can't sex it off. You can't fight it off. You can't have enough therapy to get it off. Doctors can't operate on you to get it out. Sin is in you. It is a stain, right? That's the truth. It's in you. One writer said it's in you from birth. Go over to, who got Psalms 51:5? Psalms 51:5. That's truth. That word iniquity means inherited sin. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. In other words, when the act of my mom and my dad bringing me into existence, when that sperm hit that egg, that was conception. The scripture says, at the act of conception, while that fetus was being formed and developed, say, it's coming into looking like a human. Start off looking like a little alien. But that alien starts to take shape and form. Start to look like a human. Oh, look, it's a little baby. Look at the little fingers. But little do the doctors don't know. The doctors don't see it in their little, x-rays. They don't see this part in their x-rays. all while the hands is being formed, according to the scripture, you're being shaped and molded in sin. All while them, you know, different parts are coming apart. It's like sin is growing also. And the writer is telling you, and behold, I was shaping in iniquity. And in sin did my mother do what? Conceive me, right? Now, if you go over, somebody else go over to Psalms 58 and 3. Psalms 58
and 3. 58 and 3 reads, it says, the wicked are strange.
The wicked. So that lets you know just who you are when you come out your mother's womb. This is what I was talking about when I was saying on last Sunday. Somebody may look and say, well, Elder Scudder, why would you say it's a time to cry when these babies are being born? Because the writer is telling you they're the wicked.
Right.
Every child that comes into this earth the wicked. I didn't say it, Jesus said it.
Right.
You know, I know people are going to, they say, oh, these poor, innocent little babies. I know that's a nice thought, but you ain't got no scripture to support you right there. Scripture calls you the what? The wicked. All that little baby that can't speak, can't fight, can't cuss. You have to understand, all while they are there sleeping, while you have fed them, all in their mind, wickedness is just brewing all inside of them. And they're learning all in their mind. They're sitting in Satan's classroom, and Satan is teaching them how to lie. Huh? The scripture says that the wicked are strayed from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. You sitting up there trying to teach that baby how to say dad, dad, and mama. Satan's got a class also. I'm trying to teach that child how to be a good liar. Huh? How to be a good liar. I want him to lie for me. That's what the devil wants you to do. Satan wants to use you as a tool for him. He wants you to be the best liar that you can be. You have to understand that as that child grows up, as that child gets stronger, Satan's lessons get more intense. Why? Because he's trying to make a good soldier out of that child, right? That's the truth. Go over to Ephesians chapter number 2. Look at verse number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. Verse number 2. New Testament. Verse number 2.
Wherein in time past you walked according to the course.
That's what this devil wants you to do. That's why I told you Satan had your mind.
Yeah.
When you came out of your mother's womb, you were sitting in Satan's classroom. He was teaching you the lessons of wickedness.
Right.
He was teaching you the lessons of wickedness in such a way, he was trying to let wickedness dominate your imaginations.
Right.
You know, your dreams, your thoughts, your ideas.
Yeah.
He wanted it all to be consumed with wickedness.
Right.
Huh? How much can I get away with?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Even though mama and daddy tell me to do this, all in my mind, I'm telling them off. I ain't just telling them off, I'm cussing them out. I'm telling them that I wish they was this, I wish they was that. They get on my nerves, I can't stand them. Where did that feeling come from? You sat in Satan's class. Satan is teaching you a lesson, right? That's what the scripture says. Every imagination is only wicked continually. Huh? Nobody had to teach you how to be that way. That devil put that inside of you. You fight to try to keep that thing suppressed. All of those negative feelings, all of those negative attitudes, all of those negative emotions. Who can deliver me from this body of death, right? That's what Paul said. Who can deliver me from this body of death? I can't deliver myself. Job said you can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing. There is no self-reformation from sin. You can't fix yourself, right? According to the scripture, you can't fix yourself.
No.
That stain is still on you.
Yes.
Only one that can deliver you from that has got the, who's someone that got the power over sin. Only one that got the power over sin is Jesus. That devil can't even deliver you from sin. It beat him up. Sin beat Satan up. Sin made Satan think within himself he could be like God. Sin beat that devil up. Made him fall from his position so fast, because he fell from heaven like lightning. Now, if that happened to him, what you think gonna happen to you? That devil's trying to get you to stay in that wicked state, making you think it eventually is going to change. No, it's not. It only gets worse. It only gets worse. That's why you can't be fooled by these politicians, by these people that come on the television telling you things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. They can't get better. They can't get better because people are still being born in sin. And they're not doing anything about that sinful nature. That stain is ruining them. Huh? I know everybody was tuned in to the former president on last night. So Barack Obama, when he speaks, he gives people hope. Telling them, you can do it. You're going to be able to do this. Nah, they can't do it. It's a false lie. It's false hope. Huh? You can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing. The Ethiopian can't change his skin. The leper can't change his spots. It is your custom. It is your nature to do evil, right? Jesus is the only one that can deliver you from evil, son. That was a prayer he tried to teach his disciples. Deliver us from evil, meaning that evil one. Don't allow me to fall prey to temptation. It's on me every day, on all sides. It's there. It's not going nowhere. Only one that can deliver you from that is Jesus. That's why the Lord tells you, keep your mind on him. Minute you take your mind off of Jesus, there go devilment right there. And it'll cause you to do something you know you should not do. And you should be saying to yourself, I'm sick of failing. I'm sick of constantly making mistakes. I'm sick of doing things I know Jesus don't want me to do. I'm trying to tell you, you can't help yourself by yourself. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. You say, you come to church too much because I need Jesus. I know if I don't have Jesus, I am ruined. Huh? I am destined to fail. If I do not have Jesus, I am a ticking time bomb, right? What the Hulk said, you won't like me when I'm angry. Huh? What are you talking about? Basically saying, you look at the concept. You won't like me if sin has its way in me. Why? Because sin wants to bring death. You won't like me if sin has its way in my life. Because all I know to do is death. All I want to do is kill, steal, and destroy. Why? Because that's what's in me, saints. You only lying to yourself if you say it ain't in you. It's in you. It's down inside of you. It don't have to come from nowhere. It's already in you, saints. Only one that can deliver you from that nature is Jesus. Come on, what did I say? Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 2 says, in times past, that's where you came into the church. That's where you came into holiness. That you walked according to the course of this world. Everything that the world was trying to do, you wanted to be included. Huh? When they didn't include you, you felt bad. You felt left out. You felt lonely. Don't nobody want to be my friend. Everybody else hanging out and don't want me to hang out where with them. And you force yourself into someone's clique, into someone's crowd, trying to fit in and do stuff that you know it don't even fit right. Don't even fit right. Stop putting on clothes you know don't belong on you. Stuff don't even fit right. It don't even look right. What Darren say, he saw the other Sunday, men dressing like women in women's shorts. You know, shorts look like somebody's underclothes. It don't even look right. But you force yourself into that. Why? Because you don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know what the answer is. You got all this stuff going on in your mind. What stuff? Confusion. You got nothing but imaginations that are ungodly and confusion swimming all in your mind. And you don't know how to deliver yourself out of that. It's got your mind into captivity, meaning you become a slave to it, right? That's the truth, saints. That's the course of this world. Folk tell you, talk about you all day long, say you ain't got to go to church. That's the course of this world. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord brought you out of that. When the Lord bring you into the church, he bringing you out of that. And so don't try to go look and see how much of that world you can bring in here. No, that's double-minded. You haven't made your mind up. Double-minded means you don't know which way you want to go. You need to have singleness of mind. Jesus, I
want to be saved from sin. I don't want no bit of sin in me. Take it all out. Take every bit of it out of me, right? I don't even want a trace of sin in me no more, right? That's the truth, saint. Got to have singleness of mind. You can't have that double mind. You got to say, no, I'm done with the world. I'm finished with the world. World don't owe me nothing, and I don't owe them nothing. I am done with that world. That world been trying to kill me since I was born. Come on. People ask you, say, why was it so easy for people to come into church doing slavery? Because the world was honest with them. The white man was honest with the black man. He told the black man just how he felt. I don't like you. You are beneath me. I hope you die. That caused that black man to realize something. This world don't want me. All these social programs that try to push you to be included is trying to establish a false sense of reality. The world don't want you, saints. World can't stand you. It don't even like the fact that you're born. You realize women can go somewhere and kill babies when they don't want them? Just say, I don't want this child, kill it. It was a mistake, kill it. Come on, now, what if somebody did you like that? Meaning you wouldn't even be here right now. Somebody took your life, but that's the world we're living in. The world is trying to tell you they don't want you, saints. They don't want you. They don't want nothing to do with you. You will never be enough to make the world happy. That's like that Donald Trump. All the money he got, all the fame he got, sometimes he come before them people. He said, I don't care how much I say, how much I do. Y'all going to condemn me before I get started? You mock me? You talk about my head, talk about my skin, talk about my family? I'm trying to do good, Doc. I'm never going to be good enough. Welcome to my world, right? You will never be good enough. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how many employees you have. I don't care how many houses you own. You will never be good enough. He that loveth silver will never be satisfied with silver. Those that love the increase will never be satisfied with the increase. Still be looking for a little bit more. Say, give me a wife, give me a girl. She's a brick house. Oh, she looks so good. She's got it all where I need it. Then someone else comes down the street. What happened to your brick house, right? It's the truth, saints. It's the truth. You never satisfied. Since say, I'm going to find me something dark and tall. Tall and slender. Muscular, right? Do you find out he get all up in your face, his breath stinks? Well, he look good, but don't breathe in my face, though. Because I can't stand his mouth, right? Well, we're going to go fix that. But then in your fixing, you're going to find somebody else that meets your need, right? Your eyes is never satisfied. I don't care what you get, where you go, you will never be satisfied. You all realize I can renovate my house from top to bottom. Spend lots of money in it. After it's all said and done, I'm going to find something else wrong. It can all be brand new. Walk outside, look brand new. Everybody say, ooh, your house looks so good. I will stand outside and say, ooh, I wish I had a yard, dude. I ain't got no grass. Wish I had a yard with a fence or something. Your eyes are too big for your mind. You will never be satisfied. Why am I like this, Elder Scudder? It's called sin. Sin has still got you infected, right? It's a stain. It ain't going nowhere, saints. It's a stain. It is a stain and it's not going nowhere. That's why you thank the Lord had mercy on you and brought you into this old humble place. You know, brought you here. You say, oh, y'all ain't that bad here, but you weren't with us. when it first got started. Humble beginnings. Sometimes the water got cut off. Sometimes the electric got cut off. Sometimes we let somebody do some work. Put paint all over the floors. Open up the walls. Scratch. I just want you to scratch the surface. Open up the walls. Say, Lord, what shall I do, right? Walk on the floors. The floors look like they're going to come in. Mice, bugs, no heat. Gas. Had to put a propane tank to try to heat us up. See, you weren't there. You were not. That's why we have these anniversaries, so we won't forget where the Lord brought us from. The Lord brought us out of that stuff. He brought us out through humble beginnings. He let you know I brought you out. Jesus brought you out. He didn't bring you into no crystal palace. Well, no harps here, no pipe organs, but what did you find? In the name of Jesus. You found the cure for the stain of sin. The cure for the stain of sin is the name of Jesus. People say, what y'all going to say when you pray? Are you going to be down there talking about, oh, Lord, do it. No, we're just going to say, call the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth and say Jesus. But I already said them one time. Say them again. How many times do I got to say them? Say them until he speaks. Till he speaks from where? From heaven. Till you hear from on high. Keep calling his name till heaven answers you, right? Keep calling his name until heaven answers you. Well, what you gonna do? Don't you? I need you to have singleness of mind. Get out of the double mind. Double mind say, what you gonna do? You can't worry about me. Singleness of mind. Focus on yourself. Put your mind on Jesus. Call Jesus for yourself. Call him till he delivers you from the stain of sin. Come on, saints. It's the stain, as I said, bleach cannot get out. No medical procedure can get that stain out of you. Only one that can get rid of that stain is the blood of Jesus. We talk about the cross because on the cross, Jesus shed his blood. I was not there when he died on that cross. To say, woe is me. Why? Because I was not there. Jesus, I'm going to look and deal with your woe. I'm going to give you my name because my name represents the blood, right? My name represents the blood. That's why we say you got to be baptized in the name. You got to go down in that water in the name of Jesus. Somebody took me down, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the course of this world. That world doing all kind of strange stuff. They don't even know why they doing it. They don't even realize when they doing it, you got to say the name. You're going down giving people a false hope, and you're not giving them the name. What is the name of the Father? You say, oh, God is the Father. No, there are many gods. Name, identify who your God is. Jesus is my God, right? Jesus is my God. Jesus is the one that died for me. Jesus is the one that suffered. Went through all the humiliations for me. I don't know another God loves me like Jesus. Ain't no other God come off of a throne and die on a cross for me. I ain't going to give no other God the credit for the one that did the death for me. He died for me. He died for my sin, right? That's why I give all the credit to Jesus. That's why we tell you, you thank Jesus. Don't go around and say, I thank God. Who is your God? Who is your God? Thank Jesus. Lest you say something in the ear of Satan. And Satan say, I am your God. You got to let the devil know. You don't own me no more. I left the course of this world, the world that you're leading into destruction. Huh? There is a way that seems right, but the end thereof are the ways of destruction. Huh? Saints, it seems right for somebody to tell you to stay home, to distance yourself, to stay in your house and don't go out for no other reason. Telling you, you ain't got to go out to get no food or go to the hospital. Stay in your home. They're trying to tell you stuff that they don't have no knowledge of. Huh? Yes, those practices can keep you from the virus that can kill your body. But there's another virus that's staying at home, that's going to a hospital, that walking in a Walmart will not deliver you from. It's called the virus of sin. It's called the stain of sin. Only thing that can remove sin is the name of Jesus. That's why you thank the Lord. He brought you into a place that refuses to deny the name. I refuse to deny the name Jesus, saint.
Jesus.
I don't care what they say. Huh? They say, well, y'all can't, you can't go in that building no more. It's against the law. Well, you can't stop me from going out outside. Huh? Can't stop me from going outside. Well, yes, I can. You can't go outside no more. Well, you can't stop me from speaking from my window. Huh? I'm going to still declare the name of Jesus. I got to do it on my property. I'm going to still declare the name of Jesus. Huh? Say, well, the only reason you can go outside is go to the grocery store. Well, I'm going to go to the grocery store, declare the name of Jesus. I walk down the aisle saying, you must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Get on out of here, sir. You can't have that message. They said, this is the only place I can come. And I've got something in me. I got to get out. You must be born again, right? Born of what? Water and spirit, right? I got it in me and I got to get it out. That's the truth. Lord, put that word inside of me. Said, cry. Cry loud. That's what the Lord said. Tell the scutter, I don't like y'all's church. Y'all some loud people. I don't know what to tell you. The Lord told me to cry loud and spare not, to lift up my voice like a trumpet. In other words, blow loud. Wake you up out of sleep. Let you realize this ain't no time to play no games. This is serious business. If you should close your eyes tonight and you still got the stain of sin on you, in hell you'll lift up your eyes, right? You'll lift up your eyes in hell. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to go to hell with that devil. Therefore, you need somebody to cry into your ear. Cry when you don't feel like hearing it. That's why I tell folk, you get down on your knees, you get in their ear and say, call Jesus. They turn away from you, go to the other ear. As long as they stay on their knees, you got hope. I tell you, flat-footed, you walked in here by yourself. You can walk out by yourself. But as long as you stay here, we got to have singleness of mind. What's that singleness of mind? We got to invoke the name of Jesus until he removes that stain of sin. Until he removes sin from out of the soul. We want Satan to lose his grip. He got a tight hold on us. We want the devil to lose his grip. He mean to kill us. He mean to destroy us. He mean to steal from us, right? We got to say, no. I ain't going to let you get no victory over me. The Lord gave me the victory. Lord died on that cross. He gave me victory. Victory over what? All the works of the flesh. Not some of the works. All the works of the flesh. That's the truth. You mean you can keep yourself as a single person? Amen. You get Jesus down inside of you. If you keep your mind on Jesus, he will keep you in perfect peace. If you keep your mind on him, right? It's when your mind starts to slip it. That's when all that, as I said, that devilment. That's why you got to keep praying that prayer, deliver me from temptation. Deliver me from evil. Meaning that evil one. That evil one that's coming after me like a roaring lion, seeking to devour me. He wants to destroy me. He wants to sift me like wheat, meaning break me down. He don't want you to think you're worth anything. He wants you to think all you've made for is sin. Nah, man, I'm made to glorify Jesus. He made these hands to praise him. He made this voice to praise him, right? I got to keep reminding myself that. Don't you get yourself involved in this mess.
That's right.
This is the course of this world. I told you all already. You listen to this world. I'm trying to open up your mind. The fellow that's telling you what to do to maintain your physical health is a transgender. He's a transsexual. I don't care how long his hair gets, he's still a man. I don't care how many times they try to change his name, he's still a man. I don't care how much lipstick you put on, how much makeup you put on, how high your heels are, how long your dress are. Jesus knows who you are. Jesus, I made you a male. I know who you are. Cut it off, sew it up, tuck it in. You are still a man. I know who you are, right? That's the truth. And you're going to let a devil like that tell you what to do? Especially when it comes down to your soul? He'll tell you, you ain't got to go to no church. Have church at home. Nah, brother, you don't know nothing about this. If you knew about this, you'd be telling me you got to stay in church. If you're going to be quarantined in the church. They're going to tell you to stay somewhere. Tell them stay inside the church. See, if you got a good Holy Ghost-filled president, he'll tell you, open up the churches, close your houses, and go in there. Go in there, and don't you come out till this virus is dead. What we going to do in there? You're going to lift up your voice and call on Jesus. Call him till what you hear from heaven, right? Till he speaks from eternity, right? That's the truth. That's if you got a good Holy Ghost filled leader. See, when let you know you ain't got no Holy Ghost filled leader. Amen. Ain't no leader like that. That leader like leader you got trying to pay you to stay home.
Right.
Give him some money. Give him $1,000. Give him $500. Let him stay home. Open up the liquor stores. Let them get drunk. Open up the weed shops. They need weed. Weed is medical. They need something to soothe their minds. They ain't worried about your soul. They ain't thinking about your soul. Close the courts. Folks can't get married. Let them keep on shacking on up. Shack on up. Sleep with them. Sleep with them. Sleep with them. Yeah, keep up the Walmart open. Keep the Walmart open so they can get their condoms. Get all the good stuff. Have fun. Do all the dirt you want to do, right? But don't you get your soul right. Close the church. Close the church. Lock the doors. It's too unsafe to go in there. That devil fool your mind, mess your mind all up. Mess your mind all up. Yet the people keep on doing dying. Left and right, death. Dying. No Jesus. No Jesus. Nobody talking about we gotta use the name to take care of this. Too much death is going in the land. We need the name to cure this. No. They want the laboratories. Give me some scientists. Give me some medical professions. Make some medicine. I'm telling you all flat-footed. They're going to make that stuff. You better hold off. Don't let them injecting you with nothing. You better hold off. And don't be shocked. You see your president. Say, take it. You don't know what he's putting in this system. That could be water for all I know. I'm going to wait a couple of years to see how this thing works first. I'm going to keep my distance. Put my mask on. Put my gloves on. Sanitize. That's right. Keep my distance from you. Why? Because you're in the course of this world. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been doing. But you don't do that with the saints because saints are supposed to be sanctified. If I don't see you for a while, I'll treat you a little different. Praise Lord. Praise Lord. Where you been at? I've been in church. Well, you know I couldn't make it. Well, where you could make it to? Well, I had to go run here and run there. Oh, okay. You stay over there for a couple of days. Because now you know, don't go tell the saint, make sure you shake hands, sanitize. I ain't gonna treat you like you know you good disease. I'm gonna be something. We're gonna sanitize because we don't know where you've been at, huh? You could have been in some devil mint for all we know, and you could be bringing the judgment on us, right? Saints, you know where saints belong at. We go where we're supposed to go at, and we expect the Lord's blood to cover us when we go in there. Go to the grocery store, we expect the Lord's blood to cover us. Huh? Go to the gas station, expect the Lord's blood to cover us. Huh? Do whatever, you go to work, expect the Lord's blood to cover us. You know, I don't go over here and hang on no corner with these folk out in the street. Say, come on over my barbecue. No, I ain't going to do all that. No, not going to do all that. Where can y'all can't even cook out. I can cook out with the saints. I'll eat, break bread with the saints. I won't break bread with you. Not right now. Huh? Too much is going on out there. Huh? Death is in the air, right? Huh? Death is in the air. I ain't no fool. Death is in the air. Not a fool.
No.
I know what's going on. And I know how to govern myself accordingly. Huh? That's the true saints. But when you come around the household of faith, saints that are running for their lives, living right, we don't stop what we've normally been doing. We've been hugging.
Yes.
We've been shaking hands.
Yes.
We've been fellowshipping.
Yes.
And the Lord has kept us.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The Lord has kept us.
Yes.
I ain't knocking somebody that get it, but I'm telling you what the Lord has done for me.
Yes.
And if you got it, the Lord is keeping you. Testify about it.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The Lord done let me go through the shadow of death.
Right.
Get this virus, but he kept me.
Yes.
Huh? Nobody but Jesus kept me.
Right.
While the devil was trying to snatch my life, not just my life, trying to take my faith. What did I tell you all before? When he afflicts your body, he's after your faith. He's trying to get to your mind. He's using your body as a tool to get to your mind. You still got to keep your mind on Jesus. Even when your body is sick, you still got to keep your mind on Jesus. He's the only one that can give you the victory. Huh? Help you to overcome. Overcome what? These hurdles. These hindrances. These things that are trying to stop my forward progress. Here I am trying to make it back with Jesus. Here I am trying to get ready for the rapture. I believe what the Lord said. No man knows the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming. And that devil keeps attacking your mind to try to distract you, right? But you got to keep your mind on Jesus. You got to fight this fight, huh? You got to fight hard to keep your mind on Jesus, saints.
Yes, 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 yes.
You don't want to lose this battle.
No.
You done come too far.
Yes.
Any day you spend with Jesus is a day too long to go back into sin.
Jesus.
You done come too far.
That's right.
Lord done gave you knowledge. Stuff you didn't even know before.
Right.
Here you are in a place that's trying to explain to you who Jesus is.
Right.
Huh? Trying to explain to you Jesus is God.
Right.
Showing it to you verse by verse.
Right.
Letter by letter.
Yeah.
Trying to let you know they're not changing. It's the same God.
Yeah.
Jesus is the same God.
Yeah.
He said search those scriptures.
Yeah.
Huh? You think you got eternal life, but you won't come to me. The scriptures are telling you about me, right? Huh? Now, what more do you need to know? When you read Genesis 1 and 1, Jesus said Genesis 1 and 1 is a testament of who I am. What does Genesis 1 and 1 say? In the beginning, God. Huh? When you in the church, you got an understanding. I can stand up and say, not in the beginning, God. I can say in the beginning, Jesus created the heaven and the earth, right? Jesus spoke the world into existence. Jesus said, let there be light, and there was light, right? Jesus is the Word. Huh? The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh. In other words, God became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld God's glory. Huh? When you saw Jesus, you saw God's glory, right? Ain't no other God. Jesus said, there's another God I know not any. Jesus said, I'm a jealous God. I ain't gonna let you put no other God before me.
Yeah, right. Jesus.
Huh? That's why I can stand flat-footed and say, don't put your children before Jesus. Don't put your husband or your wife before Jesus. Put Jesus first. Let him know, Jesus, you are number one. Huh? How can none of them die for you? Husband didn't die for you. Wife didn't die for you. Children didn't die for you. None of them can remove the stain of sin. Only Jesus can do that. That way you say, I deserve all of it. All the praise belong to me. Huh? You don't think I'm worthy of it? Look at how I created beasts to be around me 24 hours a day while you're slumbering and sleeping, while you're walking to the store, watching television. Jesus said, it still don't stop me from being praised. Something that is around me 24 hours a day shouting what? Holy. Holy, holy. Huh? See how the devil try to keep you out of a holiness church? Tell you, you don't want to go around them old holy folk. Them people are too strict, huh? They don't let you do nothing. What you mean we don't let you do nothing? I didn't decide what you put on this morning, huh? I didn't make you come to church. What you mean I don't let you do nothing? I didn't fix your food last night, huh? Huh? I didn't decorate your house. I don't turn your television on. You do what you want to do. You got your own keys. You go where you want to go. But I will tell you, you got to live right. Wherever you go, you got to live right, right?
Yes.
You got to make a difference between clean and unclean. Holy and unholy. You got to touch not the unclean thing. Who said that? The Lord said that. The Lord said, come out from among them. That's the course of this world. Come back. I didn't mean to get off. Ephesians 2 and 2. I got off. That was one of my side notes, Dick. That was a long side note, but I didn't mean to get off. I want you to understand that's the course of this world. The course of this world is what the Lord brought you out of, right?
According to the prince of the power of the air.
You realize these folk are up under the control of the devil?
Yes.
Right.
All of their barbecues. All of their little party music. Huh? All their little dancing in the street. Huh? All their little party, loud music. All of them are up under the control of the devil. Yeah, do y'all understand that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That devil is a wild horse.
Yes, he is.
He has no restraints. Hmm? He has no boundaries. And you wanna hang out with something like that? Do you go right on? That devil will have you running off the cliff. And you won't even know how you got off of there. You see these folks jump off of cliffs. Huh? The devil make them do that. Jump off of cliffs, put all that trust in backpacks. Huh? Put all that trust in backpacks. Jump off a cliff and go, oh, I don't want to soar through the sky. Pull a string, hurry up. Now, what if you pull a string and it don't work? What devil done made you jump off that cliff? Huh? Because you want to fly. Huh?
Jesus.
Soar through the sky. Jump off of a cliff. We're going to bungee jump. As I tell you, devil got control of these folks' minds. You better be careful. That's the course of this world. Huh? Jump off of a bungee cliff. It's going to bring you back up. You don't know that.
Right.
I didn't make that thing. Have you had any deaths on that? Well, we had one. Why did they die? It broke. But we fixed it. All right, fix it. Go right on. Do it again. Jump right on off. Huh? The devil. Of course. Y'all understand this?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make it logic for you. Course of this world.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah. Keep going a little bit further. What are these children, saints? Huh? Your straight A student is a disobedient child. Huh? Your do good in school student is a disobedient child. So he's so intelligent. Got a high IQ. He's still disobedient. Saints, he's 11 years old. He's in his first year of college. He's still disobedient. Still got the stain of sin on him. He's still the wicked. Huh? Oh, but you don't understand how smart. He's just a smart sinner. That's all he is. He's an intelligent sinner. Y'all understand that? The Lord called them disobedient. Disobedient what? Children. Keep going.
Among whom
You were there too. You were there too, right? Well, you should be asking yourself, when did I get out of it, Elder Scudder? I don't know. You tell me. When did you get out of that disobedient state? Did you say, how would I pray? I prayed about it. What did I tell you before? You can't pray this stain off of you.
That's right.
Only way this stain get off of you is through the blood of Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
You got to go down in somebody's pool in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Why? Because the name represents the what? The blood. Huh? Does that make sense, saints? That's why I told you the devil don't mind you going down in no titles. Because he know those titles ain't no name.
Amen.
He know when you go down in that water in them titles, you go down a dry sinner, you come back up a wet sinner. Huh? Sin is still on you. It ain't going nowhere.
That's true.
That's why he lined them all up. We got 20 folks. We taking down into the pool. 20 people baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Next, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Next, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Forget the pool. Let's just spray them with a hose. The dummies just sitting there, oh, I'm washed. You just getting wet.
Jesus.
That's how the devil works, saints.
Yes.
And make them think they're doing something.
Right.
They leave them services. They go back home all high.
Yeah.
The Lord is so good. His mercy. His presence. You don't even know. You're still in sin. Talking about the presence of the Lord. You're still in sin.
That's right.
All of your soft music. Oh, I feel so good. Soft music in sin. Then they don't even realize. Well, why after all the music stopped, do I still go back to doing what I did before?
That's right.
After you come out of your hallelujah moment.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I praise you, oh God. I praise you. Then somebody step on their toe. What's wrong with you?
Leave me outside.
What was wrong? I thought you just came to. I had to put my Holy Ghost to the side. You know, we all make mistakes. Nah, brother, you still in sin. Devil still got your mind. You don't even know it. And here you are living a covert life. Double agent. Huh? Double agent. Yes, you are. You're a double agent. Huh? You're the holiest thing as long as people see you. Carrying your Bible. Just talking about the Lord. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Left foot, right foot, all day long. You just all over the place with it. You just spitting it out like game. Huh? Spitting it out. You can't even get a word in because God is so good. Then someone walked down the street. Trina walked down the street. Hey, Trina. Trina, what's up? What happened to God is good? Huh? You're a double agent. You're a double agent. Oh, God know I'm a man. Huh? Men gonna be men. We gonna do us. You're just letting the devil fool you. You got that stain of sin on you. You don't even realize it. You just coaching yourself. Coaching yourself to hell. It's gonna be all right. You're on your way to hell. We're going to be all right. Death's door. Give me my Bible. Play the spiritual music. Death's door. Oh, he's such a good man. He's praying. Don't go in the room and then he praying. He praying. Death's door. What's on him? Sin. Stain is still on him. He coaching himself right on into the pit. Huh? Who's happy? Satan. Satan's just sitting right back there. Pray, brother. Pray. God is so good. God is so awesome. Oh, God. Oh, God. I feel your presence, God. Pray. Just praying down. Praying so spiritual. Devil just sitting back. One more. Here it come. Walk in the light. Go ahead. The light is there. Oh, I see my mom. Oh, I see my dad. Oh. They got their arms stretched out towards me. Go into the light. Go ahead. Go into the light.
Jesus.
Stop breathing. He died so peacefully. Let him come back and tell you.
Jesus.
Rich man didn't say nothing about no peace when he died.
Right.
Rich man said, my soul is being tormented
right.
in this flame. Huh?
Right.
Why are you there, rich man? Because you didn't think about your lifetime. You wanted to live a double life. Huh? So what scripture told you, don't let that man think he's going to get what? Anything from the Lord. So that's why I say, saints, you know, this message is not going to get a whole lot of people. It's always going to be a few. I don't care how large or how long or what, it's always going to be a few. We say, oh, Scott, we got 300-400 people. It's always going to be a few. Don't be caught up with no numbers. Everybody come and got their mind on Jesus. Huh? Some people can fit in real good. They know what to do, how to do it. They can play a good game. Huh? They was gaming when they was in the street. They gaming in the church. They know what to say, how to say it, what to look. They know the game. But the Lord said, you ain't fooling me. I search your heart. I know the real you, right? This is all we be trying to do to you. Help you to be honest with yourself. Don't try to come run game. Oh, I'm gonna do this because I'm. Don't even waste your time. Don't even waste. Be you. Folk all day long. Come and go. I ain't gonna cuss right, man. Do you? Do you? Oh, but you a preacher. Oh, do you? You want to cuss? Do you? Don't let me stop you. Don't let me stop you from being who you really are. Be who you really want to be. Oh man, that's all I needed to hear. Well, where you going? I'm going the other way. You ain't gonna stay around? No. I don't choose to be around. Well, I want you. No, you don't. I don't choose to hear all of that. See, do you. Whatever makes you happy, do you. But as for me and my house, now when I'm talking about my house, I ain't talking about my children, my wife. I'm talking about my body. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do. I'm a fool enough to believe that I got a short time here on this earth. Huh? However long it is. We got two that made it past the mark. They let you know time is too short. Huh? They ain't come in here at this age. Huh? They came in. They was not the age they are right now. And time has ran real fast. Does that make sense? So do you realize you thinking you don't do that. Don't even waste your time and your energy. You be real. Be real. You gotta testify. Testify real. Right. Tell it real. Right. I had a bad day. Okay. Thank the Lord. You here anyway. Yes, don't tell all what your bad day is. Well, don't bring our services down. Right. Just say I had a bad day and I need prayer. That's all we need to hear, right? Right? I don't need to know why your day was bad. Just say, pray for me. I need prayer right now. And we will do that. Saints, when we get on our knees, we say, pray for brother, pray for sister so-and-so. Lord, deliver. But then when the Lord delivers, just like you told the bad, tell the good. Huh? Not every testimony shouldn't be a bad day. Come on, where's Jesus? He ain't got no power to help you get out of your bad day. Maybe the bad day is happening because of you. Put your mind on Jesus. You won't have such a bad day. Learn from your mistake, right? Huh? Charlie made your bad day yesterday. Stop hanging around Charlie. Charlie's no good for you. Well, I knew Charlie all my life. Well, remember, all your life you've been in sin. Now the Lord brought you into holiness. It's time to leave Charlie alone. Well, I ain't going to hang around Charlie no more. Charlie don't want to hang around you. You the one said the Lord gave you a mind to come into the church. Charlie ain't got no mind right now. Well, what I'm going to do for Charlie? Put his name in the prayer box and pray for him. That's all you can do for Charlie. Right? Well, he ain't going to be my friend no more. But then obviously, he wasn't your friend in the beginning then. Real friend to stick close with you. Real friend, you tell a real friend you want to be saved, they say, I need to get myself together too. A real friend to do that. Them fake ones, that's a whole nother story. Maybe you like to live in La La Land. But this ain't no Sesame Street. Huh? Life is not no Sesame Street. Huh? This is not Mr. Rogers' world, right? This is reality. This is the real world. We dealing with bullets. Crazy folk. Don't know them from the man next door. You could be living next to a psycho. You don't even know it. You need that psycho to stay where they are, right? Ain't no sense in both of us being crazy. Because remember, you won't like me.
That's true.
Yeah, you won't like a person when sin come out of them. We praying all we can to keep that no good thing down. Huh? Because it's there. Huh? But I got the Holy Ghost. It's still there. It's not going nowhere. It's not going nowhere. I don't care how saved you are. The no good thing is still there. In other words, the potential to do, the opportunity to do wrong is still inside of you. How can I do? How can I deal with this? Keep your mind on Jesus. Just keep your mind on Jesus all day long, man. If you want the devil to leave you alone all day long, yeah. Try to tell you, you let your mind slip. He gonna get you. I was watching a fight the other day. Floyd Mayweather. You know, the guy, he had messed around and he hit Mayweather or something wrong. Or didn't do something we weren't supposed to do. And the guy was too busy talking to the ref. And he forgot. The guy forgot he was in a fight. This is a fight now. This ain't no, you know, kumbaya moment. This is a fight. So he talking to the ref saying, you know, I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to do that. The ref said, go ahead. And the guy still talking to the ref. And Floyd said, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Floyd said, Pow! Right across his cheek. Guy talking to him. I didn't really mean to do that. The ref said, it's time to go. Floyd said, Pow! Right across his cheek. And he was like, whoa. Then he saw that opening. Boom, boom. Before you know it, that fella was on the floor. Now, why you say that, Elder Scudder? I'm trying to tell you, this is a dirty fight. Satan don't play by no rules. All he's doing is looking for a little opening. And when he see you just a little bit vulnerable, he jump right in there real quick. And when he jump in, I'm trying to tell you, he's not coming to play.
That's right.
He means to kill you.
That's right.
Kill your confidence. Kill your motivation. Kill your focus. Then after he's through with you, he's trying to make you feel all low and shame. Just like he did Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve ate that fruit. They weren't praising Jesus afterwards, were they? They were somewhere all trying to do what? I ain't going around them no more. Nah, you need to be around the saints. Saints is the only one to get you out of that mess. Good prayer. Help you get out of that mess. But we ain't going to be saying no shout. Let's shout. No. You need to open up your mouth and you need to call Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. No, you don't need to say no hallelujah. You need the Lord to deliver you. You need to open up your mouth and call Jesus. Call him till winter. That thing that's got a hold of you releases its hold, right? Till the Lord gets rid of that root. When we were talking about, y'all didn't forget the lesson about the seeds, did you? You need the Lord to get that stuff out of you, right? That stuff, sometimes that takes time. Takes a lot of time and a lot of energy. You don't need them old little sneaky weeds. Them sneaky weeds will break off at the stem. You know, them real sneaky ones, you pull it up, they go click. You go, oh, the weed is gone. We ain't gone nowhere. That root still down in there. You got to go down in that dirt and say, oh, my hands all dirty. Yeah, they dirty. Get that root on out of there.
Right.
And then you realize that root way down in there. You start pulling. He don't just be there. He's sectioned all down there. You realize, whoa, all this stuff down there. Yeah, that root was deep. You don't want sin to get a hold of you like that. It messes your mind up. You don't want that, saints, all right? I'm done. I done gave y'all about an hour. Trust that you all got something out of the word. Trying my best to give it to you the way that the Lord lay it out. Right. Ephesians, you're going to take that 2 all the way down to about 7, 8, or 9, somewhere around in there. That's the Ephesians ones. Romans 6 and 23 was one that I would have gone to today. Romans 3 and 23. 6 and 23. That's the wage of sin is death. That's what the devil wants us to stay in, that stain of sin, because he knows sin results in death.
What did I say? Romans 3 and 23 was another one. I gave you all Romans 5 and 12, right?
Yeah. Which one was
Ephesians 2, 2 through 9, I believe, is where I want. Ephesians 2, 2 through 9. Ezekiel would have been a good one. Ezekiel, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's Ezekiel chapter number what? Let's go to 18.
Yeah.
18 and 4. Chapter number 18 and 4. All that whole chapter, as mother was saying, Ezekiel chapter number 18 is a really good chapter. Because it really breaks down that this sin, that this stain is you. It's not a buddy thing. It's not. That's why I always tell you all, people that have had bad relationship with your children, don't let your children hold stuff over your head. That stain of sin is on you. You are accountable for your own decisions. Your own mistakes are on you. Alright? So that's Ezekiel chapter number 18 is one. Isaiah, the wicked are like the troubled sea, is another good one to add onto your list. Isaiah chapter number 57, 20 and 21. Isaiah 57, 20 and 21. I didn't get to Isaiah chapter number 1 this morning. Prayerfully on next Sunday we will. Isaiah chapter number 1 is a really good one that talks about the stain of sin being removed. Chapter number 1, 17 through 20. Isaiah chapter number 1, 17 through 20. And obviously our famous ones about the remission of sin would have been Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 38. Jesus tells us specifically why we go down in the water in Acts chapter number 2 and 38. Says, for the remission of sin. We are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And what do we say? If there's still a trace of cancer there, cancer is not in remission. If there's still a trace of sin there, sin is not in remission. The only thing that can remove sin completely from the soul is the name of Jesus. Okay? All right, saints, trust you all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against.